Om Shanti. What is difference between Om Shanti, Om Peace, and Om Silence? Or silent. We greet each other with Om Shanti. Many people also hold peace conferences, celebrate peace festivals. Many places put the poles of peace, peace pole. We also celebrate World Peace Day. What is difference between peace and silence? It is said peace of mind. We also hold the retreats for peace of mind. Since many years we are holding retreats called peace of mind. Peace is positive thinking. Peace is a powerful thought. When positive and pure thoughts are created, it generates the power of silence. Instead of talking to others, the mind speaks to itself, but still it is called peace because mind is convinced with the positivity and is aware of waste thoughts. So it's the awareness of what kind of thoughts I need to create. In a peaceful state of mind, we are as mind is thinking positive thoughts, it is learning and experiencing the benefit of positivity. In this peaceful state of mind, energy is not wasted. There is no conflict with others, and there is no conflict of the mind of shall I do this or not? Would it be right or not? There's no question mark. In a peaceful state of mind, there is clarity. And so the more there is peace, clarity, you feel you have the courage to live in this peaceful world. Peaceless world, you live peaceful. Because we know what is the reason of conflict. What is the reason of so many differences, the difference of opinion? There is a still influence of I and my. And you become detached observer of the things which are causing peacelessness, causing disturbance. Other person may be angry, defaming you, not accepting you. But you maintain your self-respect. And so this is why peace of mind means very cool mind, clear intellect, confidence within the self that it's going to be right no matter what our situations are, it's only temporary. There is faith. But when we are speaking about silence, it's a very different level than peace. Just like there is a difference between keeping quiet and peace. The difference between keeping quiet, keep quiet, means you do not open your mouth. You are not feeling good, but you tolerate. There's tolerance. But inside, mind is arguing the situation, is reacting to the activity of the person that you have to deal with or the situation you have to face. So you can keep quiet. You can keep quiet out of manners. But not necessarily you can keep yourself peaceful. Children are taught, keep quiet. But they are not peaceful. They can obey the parents' direction and keep the mouth shut. But mind is more active. Mind is questioning. Why it is happening? How can this happen? So, what is the reason? So why, what, where, when, how? Can we still creating noise in the mind? But you can keep quiet. So there is a difference in the atmosphere. For example, you go for a walk in a forest. It's very quiet atmosphere. But if there has been something which has created disturbance in you, you had been hurt by someone. So there is a atmosphere is very quiet, but mind is upset. There can be very fresh, clean air, but you want to bring out air, hot air, which is boiling inside because of somebody else is jealous or you are dissatisfied or things that you wanted to make it right did not happen. So atmosphere can be quiet, but there cannot be mind quiet, peaceful. So peaceful is the state of the mind. It's a state of the mind. Atmosphere is all the state of the nature, of the element. Keeping quiet is temporary control on our speech, our reaction. But still there is dissatisfaction. So when we think of silence, it's beyond this. So here Baba said today, how can you experience silence when you are with sense organs? You have to perform actions. So you can be peaceful. The state of silence, the experience of silence, is when I am enjoying my original, eternal being as I am a bodiless being. Bodiless being means sense organs are not pulling you. In a peaceful state of mind, sense organs can be used to bring satisfaction. For example, you sit in front of a picture of Kalpa tree and think, I am the roots of the tree. I'm seated here, deep within. So you are using, you are seeing the things even outside in the world. But you are changing into a Alaukik world. You see the ocean outside, you think Baba the ocean of knowledge. You see the sun rising, you see Baba has arisen, has given the light of knowledge to me. My darkness is gone, disappeared. You see the activity that other people are performing. So you say, this is a unlimited play. I'm just watching a theater, Mickey Mouse game. I'm in Disneyland. You can watch it. Somebody is speaking something wrong about you. You remind yourself to be truth. What is truth? I just hold on to truth. I stay in my state of self-respect. I hear the things which are being spoken. I just check what it is I need to pay attention to, what it is that I just ignore. So you are using your ear. Ears are there, you are using it. Eyes are being used. Situation is there, you can very quietly speak to the person with sweetness. You can help others in cooperation, and there is a harmony with each other. You create peaceful atmosphere, loveful atmosphere. And when we think of silence, today Baba said, it is the silence of the mind. Silence of the mind. And the silence of the mind is only when I am full. When I am peaceful, there is silence. Because now I am enjoying peace. I am experiencing peace. It has become power. It is just like honeybee. The honeybee amongst the flowers, know about the flowers, buzzes. The bee bee, boom, 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 buzz, buzzing. And as soon as it sits to take the nectar, the bee is busy in collecting nectar. Do you hear the sound? There's no sound. It is silence. So silence is actually, the soul is that the fullness has become the experience of the inner strength. As Baba said, as you sit in soul consciousness and you remember Baba, you are taking might of the Almighty. The might of the Almighty. So this might of the Almighty means it is transforming. Even if there is something which is still not complete positive, but power has transformed. Even if it was something negative, it's not affecting you. There's no even thinking of changing thoughts. There's no conflict inside anymore. It is just, this is what I am. The soul is really conscious. So soul consciousness. Soul is conscious of what? Conscious of its original and eternal qualities. eternal original qualities. Original quality is purity. Eternal quality is silence. As an eternal being, an eternal soul, come from the soul world. So in that soul world, the soul is there, but there's no thought. It's called supreme silent home, supreme abode. Just like this Baba said today, there is a difference between the sannyasis, those who live pure, and people respect them. Those who don't live pure, those who are not virtuous, have less values in their life. They respect those who have values, those who have made some renunciation, those who practice purity. They respect them, they bow to them. But there's a difference between the deities and sannyasis. The sannyasis are making effort to remain pure. Deities are born pure. This body, matter and mind, both are pure. Sannyasis are making effort to become beyond the influence of matter, so it doesn't matter. So they have Hatha Yoga, with efforts they try to, situations come, it doesn't matter. They force themselves. While deities, their matter is totally perfect, pure. So body and soul, both are satto pradhan, means there is more than purity. Satto pradhan means complete state of truth, the highest level of truth. And truth is a state, stable, it does not fluctuate. And so this is why, because all are in the state of truth, all are in the state of purity, all are virtuous, there's no conflict of opinion, there's no argument, there is a natural oneness brings peace. One opinion. The silence at the confluence age is then not only just peace of mind of one thing, but the intellect has faith. Faith in the self, that my natural nature is pure. And I am a bodiless soul, pure, peaceful, loveful, powerful. So the sanskaras, the mind, intellect, and sanskaras are trinity in unity. The three aspects, three powers of the soul are in oneness. Just like in the Golden Age there is peace because it's one religion, one kingdom, one opinion, one language. Baba says there is peace and happiness there. In soul world is silence. And so Baba says, when people say, I want peace of mind, to say this, I only want peace of mind, is not a right asking, because real mind, peace of mind will be only when the intellect is also clear and has faith and samskaras of peace, of purity. It's generating the atmosphere. So we souls are conscious of our samskaras now. So samskaras, when become of stillness and fullness, of satisfaction, samskaras of complete satisfaction, intellect is virtuous. It always picks up good things, decides only to take good things. A swan intellect. There is no question. It is automatically great joy because it is earning an income. So the soul is busy, of course, its virtues are, so still it is in action. It's silence and still, it's automatically being recharged. So in this soul consciousness, the experience of the soul world. Now at the confluence stage, we fill ourselves with silence. It's power then. So it means in peaceful state of mind, you are not wasting your time. But in silence, we are storing energy. It's like the strength, it's becoming, the soul becomes powerful. So knowledgeful, peaceful, loveful, powerful, blissful. All are in a state of power, not only just a virtue. And power means transformation. Just like when we say we have power, so darkness changes into light. We switch on the light and the darkness still remains, we say power cut off. Today's power is cut off, or power is not there. There is no power today. So power here is the mind. There is a power of silence where mind does not need even to think positive. It is positive. You want to make positive only when there is some negative. It is just like when you think to eat something when you are hungry. When you are full, people offer you something. Your eyes see it, but eyes are not attracted towards it. But it's little bit inside that desire is controlled of not in sense organs. It means that intellect has not have faith that yes, I am satisfied. But in this aspect, The soul has faith, yes, I'm child of the Almighty Authority. I'm resident of the land of silence. And so this is purity filled in it. In this silence is not only peace, but silence is filled with purity. So this is why silence of Brahmalok. It's complete purity everywhere. It's the silence of Supreme World, Supreme Abode, this highest level. Supreme silence. In that state, soul is not even thinking of burning the past sanskaras or transforming the sanskaras. It is perfect silence. And this perfect silence, Baba says, makes impossible possible. It's like intense energy. Peace becomes so full that the energy level is very high. When we are thinking, okay, keep quiet, be peaceful, it is just like the power is there, the fire is there. But its efforts are visible. For example, if you burn few little bit wood, piece of wood, the fire is burning, the fire is visible. You need to put more and more piece of wood in it. But then when you have supply, just give the local, the gross example. You have a supply gas coming constantly. You switch it on, the fire remains on. Once you switch it on, the fire is constantly on unless you switch it off. And so whatever is coming in connection is also getting the power of that fire. When the fire is burning, whatever is being cooked, so it also has effect on it. Water comes in connection with it, it also becomes hot. It also adopts the quality of the fire, means hot, heat. And so when we are in a peaceful state of mind and we have very powerful bhattis, yoga bhattis, what is happening? Now it's called tapasya. While walking, talking, sitting, eating, cooking, you can keep the fire on, positive piece of positive wood you put it in. And still it is the fire of love, the fire of positivity is on. And you can remain peace. You can maintain peace. But outer atmosphere is not changed. But this means intense, constant. Not talking to somebody else, but here now mind is not thinking waste, is not even thinking positive. Now in tapasya, we are introspective and connected with Baba. It's a bhatti, it is called. Means we have everything from outside, all the doors are locked. Means these windows, doors, ventilator. Yeah, this is ventilator. The air comes in, the noise comes in. This is windows, eyes, you see. And this is door. No? Opens and closes. And so in bhatti, introspection. So in order to be complete in silence, we practice introspection. It's a very beautiful word for Hindi. It's called antarmukta. Antarmukta means this face, instead of looking extroverted outside at others, all these sense organs, senses, ears, eyes, nose, mouth, which are communicating with others, can use the energy in a good way, but also can take the news from others, something wrong in. Because you begin to inspect others. But introspection is inspect ourselves. Introspection, inner inspection. So instead of seeing the body, you see yourself a soul. Instead of communicating with others, we communicate with Baba. That's why Baba says, children, when you say Om Shanti, are you considering yourself a soul and then remember me? When you are sitting in meditation, are you considering yourself a soul and then remember me? Are you seeing yourself a soul and remembering me? So considering, seeing and being brings consciousness of the qualities. Qualities become conscious. Means the soul's qualities of knowledge, quality of peace, quality of love, quality of happiness, the quality of truth. The power is active. Conscious means active. Unconscious means it's not active. Like the soul is there in the body and the person is unconscious, the sense organs are there but cannot communicate. It's called the person is unconscious. Does not recognize, does not hear anything, does not speak to other person, cannot express his feelings. It's unconscious. So in body consciousness, qualities of the soul become unconscious. It's not exercising. So in soul consciousness, we become aware of the qualities. And this awareness, no, Baba says that body, awareness of the body is dust. Body consciousness is the mud. And then in body consciousness, when other vices come in, then it is quagmire. You go deep in, you are drowning in it, you are trapped in it. Awareness of the body is dust. Okay, you become aware again and you dust it out. Dust is dry. It can be dust off. But body consciousness, Baba says, Debhan and De Abhiman. Abhiman means my. I, belonging, I belong to the body and body belongs to me, it's my body. This attachment comes. So it becomes muddy. And mud clings, but still you can wash it. With a forceful flow of water, pump water, okay, you can remove it. But this quagmire, like today Baba said, people are trapped in this. So due to body consciousness, then other vices come. Because of body consciousness, then the body, then the desires, reactions, anger, greed, attachment, ego. So then it is still, it is because it's the same. Consciousness comes from the body consciousness, but intensity of the vices is increasing. And then the result is inside a lot of noise, a lot of conflict. You begin to cry. Inside, suffering increase. Anger outside increases. So it just like intensity in vices becomes when our ego comes in, then there's no question of silence. Then it is always, it's a conflict, not only conflict, inner conflict, it's a fight. Then it is a war, violence. And when there is silence, it's complete stillness, the quality of love, the quality of peace, the quality of harmony, the quality of self-respect, supporting each other, appreciating the specialities of us. There's no fear, there's no threat. So there's a difference between when one people think of peace, peace in the world, and the quality and the characteristic and the definition of peace in spirituality is totally different. In the same way, silence, meaning in outside in the world and in us, is totally different. It is serenity. Serene, all the qualities are real, sincere. It's strength inside. and situations are there, but because mind is not pulled towards that, intellect understands the situations. This silence will always give the power to remain so detached that you see the situations outside. You are not disturbed. Internally, because you are understanding the secrets of the drama, you just smile. This silence, sweet silence, brings smile on our face. Deities' faces are always smiling faces. The questions comes mind of evil comes in the mind when we begin to think about others. And here, through introspection, it's when you begin to talk to yourself, you connect to yourself. This soul consciousness connects us with Baba. That's why Baba says, are you sitting in soul consciousness and then remembering me? So this is the power which is called on the path of bhakti, it is called nirvana. So there they think that we should not come in the body. There should be no pull of the body, no account with the body. But this is the state of nirvana, where is not only the mouth is coming into sound, my mind is also no vani, no speech. It's just enjoying this company with Baba. So introspection is actually the method conversation with the self is then the mind is engaged with the self, the qualities. Check and change. So it is not because then something is influenced, then you have to struggle. But you check and immediately change it, then you don't have to struggle. You are happy that you got get rid of the things which was trying to influence you. So what is silence? The state of soul consciousness. Means conscious qualities of the soul are conscious, which helps you to let go. You are not holding on to anything. And nobody else is creating sound in you. Sometimes you don't create sound, but it is the sound of others is revising inside. No? These others are also not pulling. Others are also satisfied. So in soul consciousness, remembering my original, eternal, immortal qualities. Let go of other things. that experience of fullness is silence. Because when I let go of other things, what is happening? Automatically the door is opened. To come everything from Baba. Because when others are there, Baba cannot come. When rubbish is there, Baba's light cannot come. And so this is what at that time the soul is natural. Natural feeling of satisfaction. Oh, I don't want anything from Baba either. Just like in the golden age, Baba says, you are just experiencing the reward. Pralabdha means whatever efforts you made now, you get the reward of that, achievement of that. And so what is silence? It's this efforts of introspection, attention of soul consciousness, churning the knowledge, conversation with own self, conversation with Baba, letting go of anything comes, not letting remain inside. Then it is what you achieve. Achievement is silence. Like golden age deity stage is pralabdha. It's a status, you achieve that. And this achievement is sweet silence. So in this state of satisfaction, is not even thought of getting anything from Baba. Just like in the golden age, we don't remember our inheritance, but we enjoy the inheritance. We don't remember the knowledge, but we live knowledge. We don't practice to be peaceful, but there is natural samskara, peaceful and loveful. So this is why it's mind, intellect, samskaras, all three in harmony. Oneness, belonging to one. And Baba says, this can do wonders, automatically destroys obstacles, means obstacle will not come. It's not a question of fight or it's not a question of conquering. Conquer is something when Maya comes. Then it's a question of conquer. It will not come, it will say, from a distance it will say goodbye to you. So by remembering sweet silent home, sweet Baba, our natural personality, personality of purity, personality of silence, then it is the power is such. That if anything, any obstacle created by others, it's not that you have created, but it does not have effect on us. So tapasvi, Shankar has been shown only tapasvi. So the power is, it begins like with efforts, no? Of churning the knowledge, understanding the situations, bringing the qualities in everyday life. It's not, okay, chalo, I sit in silence. It is a step going. Like intensity increasing. A time comes when you don't No, you don't see that you are making effort. It's a natural personality, undisturbed state. For example, you see a Vyatbhav Dada. It is supreme silence in personality. Love in personality, perfect, pure love, is personality of love. It's no matter whatever is happening. There's noise on the stage, so many people coming and going from the back, from where Baba is sitting, there is such a crowd behind as well. People are talking because they have to organize things. They're making announcement, things taking place. And Baba just the child and himself. Complete, that like majesty, you know. This royalty is there. So it's invisible, means it's not, this is not that Baba is making effort, but it's just, this is personality. So our own state also in this whole world, just like, it's invisible, but it is, this power remains in us. So it is just like, maybe just cross example, invisible but yet it is working, effect is there. Like the fire, wood fire is visible, then gas or electric fire is not, you don't have to put any wood in it or oil in it, but it's burning. And then what's called microwave, you don't even see. Gas fire you could see. Electric fire, your plate becomes hot, is visible. But microwave, the food is being cooked, made hot, fire is not visible. So subtle energy. So it's also like peace becomes subtle and powerful. Perhaps for you to ask, if you want to ask anything or want to share, there are many, many experiences of the power of silence, power of yoga. Because how the power of silence increases. It's the power of yoga. It's the power of tapasya. It's the power of renunciation. Like fire would not will come. It's a wood, hidden thing in the wood, with a matchstick becomes fire. Latent in it, but you have to put in action. So there are certainly this renunciation of body consciousness, its efforts to imbibe divine virtues in everyday's action, so then I am not disturbed. I use the qualities in communication with each other, so that mind is not thinking afterwards, energy is not consumed, virtues are used. So knowledge is becoming yoga. Yoga becomes virtues. Virtues become power. And so that power, then it's full stop. Mind is silent. Only knowledge is not. Until this yoga, it becomes yoga, it will not become power. It will not become first virtue. It has to become virtue first. So knowledge is there, okay, I am a soul. I am a peaceful soul. Consciousness, I connect this knowledge, I practice. I exercise it. Think, understand, exercise. That's called connection. otherwise either soul am mind, either soul am intellect, I am the samskaras. Again strike it, no determination. And I did not hear, is there mic available? One second. Yes, please, your question.
Om Shanti. When one goes in deep silence, does it mean you are mentally blank? Mentally blank completely?
Mentally?
Blank.
Nein. In fact, when you are in silence, mind is full with the qualities. The mind is powerful. It's not only peace. It's not only still. It is full. And because of fullness, it doesn't make noise. And so, afterward it is not thinking, oh, I should have done this or that. It's because of full, there's no repentance afterwards. It's not blank. Neither it's empty.
What do you mean by mind is full?
The quality of peace is peaceful. The quality of love is really selfless love, forgiving love, godly love, benevolent love. The quality of this soul, which is not only Brahmin qualities, it becomes godly qualities. Many people also have qualities, but they are human values. They have social values. But when it is not interact or other do not interact, then that quality doesn't function anymore. If you give respect to others, other does not give respect. You're disturbed, why should I? If you do not accept me, why should I accept you? So it's on human level, but now when we become Brahmin, in soul conscious level it is different. So in body conscious level, there are knowledges there that you should be good with people, but how long I will remain good? You also have some responsibility. There are expectations. So knowledge is there. But knowledge able, ability, is means make your mind first active. And then you use your quality, and then there is inner happiness, satisfaction. And so you don't question. So it is, that's my meaning, is fullness. Knowledge full. Peace full. Love full. Power full. And when it is empty inside little bit, then it makes noise. Like empty vessels make much noise. Another day Baba said that when you pack from every direction, then it is also the power of silence is there. It is love, it is respect, it is positive, elevated thoughts. The qualities Baba spoke about it. Not this Sunday, one Sunday before. So it means that the soul is not empty. Means waste thoughts are removed, okay. Empty from waste makes the person blank mind. But not satisfied. afterwards you say, oh, I should have done this, I should have done this, I should have asked this. So blank mind later on repents or argues with the self. But satisfied mind does not argue, does not, it is satisfied, understood. So this silence is then satisfaction. It's benevolent. It's not any kind of any expectations for the self, just like Baba benevolent, God is silence. But silence is incognito benevolence. And in silence it is also incognito, it is making me strong and powerful. This is might is there, might of Almighty. Which is benevolent. Microwave may be fire but not necessary. It's invisible fire but not necessary healthy, according to the argument of some people. But this invisible fire, silence, is healthy. Yes.
Om Shanti. What's the difference between silence in the bodiless stage and silence in the incorporeal stage?
A difference between bodiless stage and
incorporeal.
Incorporeal stage. So bodiless stage means sense organs are not influencing me. Body consciousness attracts towards matter, towards people, towards the situations. My sense organs are active in body consciousness. And in bodiless stage, I am with the body, but I am not connected with the body. Like today Baba said, in the golden age, your stage is such, it's not that you don't have a relationship with the body, you have relationship with the body, but your state is such that matter perfect, people perfect, nothing disturbs you. There's not anything which can disturb you, but you are connected. But there you don't make effort to become detached. So bodiless means practice to remain detached from the sense organs. In other words, soul consciousness. Bodiless means soul conscious. And the more I am soul conscious, the more I am naturally bodiless, less influence of body. Means bodily organs, bodily desires, bodily attraction, bodily sickness, karmic account with the matter, is bodiless stage. Then in between comes a stage is avyakt, angelic stage. Where means communication remains, sense organs are used, but positive qualities are expressed through the organs. Eyes are seeing now, not the body, seeing behind this skin a diamond. Ears are hearing, but because understanding the words, what? So relationship changes with my own self and with others. It's called farishta. Means rishta, the body, remain, now it is a very bond of, its rishta is a bondage, then this bondage changes into freedom and my use of my sense organs changes. Like in the golden age, it's a sambandh. See, very beautiful word Baba used today, in the golden age, it's not that you don't have a relationship with the body. You have a relationship with the body. And now we have a bondage with the body. It's a contrast. And so when I'm becoming bodiless, I'm cutting off the bondage of the bodily influence, bodily attraction and account. So then, as a Brahmin, using knowledge, using virtues, using soul conscious practice, changing the stage, it's become avyakta. It's not gross, it's a subtle change takes place. Relationship with myself changes, relationship with others also changes. And then incorporeal stage is where this power of silence is experienced. It's just like a seed stage. Everything, expansion is finished. Fullness there and detachment at the same time. My potential once again is full in me. Because with performing elevated actions, satisfaction, serenity, helping others, being benevolent, all the qualities Baba says that you become successful in everything. But you are incorporeal, detached and full, like a seed. A seed in a fruit. When fruit is full ripe, the fruit is full ripe, the seed is detached. And that detached is tea seed that is full in ripe fruit is able to bring another tree, will grow another tree, will bring more fruits. So in incorporeal stage, new cycle begins. Without going into the incorporeal world, new cycle does not begin. So bodiless stage is practice of Brahmin life. Angelic stage is no more knowledgeable, yogi, karma yogi, serviceable, all these four subjects we are practicing and getting the result and reward of that. But in complete silence stage, it's like Bap Saman. Avyakt means Brahma Bap Saman. Incorporeal means Shiv Baba, like Shiv Baba. Detached and benevolent, powerful, detached, benevolent and powerful. And so that stage, because that is that power, is benevolent and satisfactory, so it is supreme silent state then. The seed is silent. It grows also in silence. It grows also in the deep, rooted in introspection. Expresses its potential only in introspection, underground. So it's a stage of the begins efforts with underground stage and then finishes with elevated stage, completely detached, which is called karmatiti stage. Beyond karmic influence, beyond karmic accounts. like of the incorporeal Father. Okay.